Hello, this is Daryl here, sending love as always. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to say, if you like this interview, you can check our website for companion workbooks, action guides, tools, checklists, templates, and show notes with links for everything mentioned on the call. Just visit bestbusinesscoach.ca. That's best, B-E-S-T, businesscoach.ca. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Daryl Urbanski, and welcome to the Best Business Podcast. My mission is to help create 200 new multimillionaire business owners. How? You'll do better when you know better. In my interviews, you'll hear from self-made millionaires, seven-figure business owners, authors, and world-class experts sharing how they did it so you can too, without experiencing the same obstacles they did. Now, if you like this interview, please share it with a friend you think will benefit. They'll appreciate it, and I will as well. You can also connect with me on social media. Look for Daryl Urbanski, D-A-R-Y-L, Urban Ski, U-R-B-A-N-S-K-I, and add me so we can be friends. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy what I've prepared for you right here, right now.
I made all this money. I became a womanizer. I just wanted to go out every night, pick up hot chick, be in my limo, be on my yacht. Then alcohol problem, then cocaine problem. And dude, I was like in the movies, dude. I sunk my yacht. I mean, I was just out of control. And I was just inside, I was hurting so bad that I didn't know that I was trying to find something outside of me to fulfill me. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people in this industry are exactly that. They go, because, I mean, that's, what is it? Everything I'm not made me everything I am. You know, fire clings to that which gives it life, and the same with the rest of us. So many of us, you know, our weaknesses become our biggest strength, and that pain is, you know, some of the most successful people I know have a lot of pain behind them, and that's what's made them so driven. I agree wholeheartedly with you on that.
Yeah, dude, so I'm working on right now, I met my spiritual teacher about 6 years ago, and she healed me, and I've been sober and for a long time now. And she taught me about connecting to your higher self and loving others and being in surrender and detachment, being a vegetarian. And so what we're doing is I finally got her to America. I set up a nonprofit called Divine Bliss.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're getting 100 acres up in the mountains in like North Carolina.
Right.
We're going to build a school for kids, a holistic hospital,
right,
and a retirement home for older people. You know, from all the principles that I've learned on truth, you know, connecting to nature and love and being that. So right now, next week, I'm going up to look at the land, to start building out our school and charity. So
that is so cool. That is so cool. I want to make sure we mention that on the call, because I think that's an amazing, amazing thing. That's a huge endeavor. How long have you been planning on doing that? I mean, that must be,
I've been 6 years working on it, dude.
Wow. Wow. And now you get to start it.
Yeah. So it's also very scary, to be honest with you, because it's like the ego, the more you give up the ego, the harder it holds on to you and it puts you in a lot of fear. Like my guru's like, you know, had me sit in ice cold water and chant for 6 hours.
Wow.
And dude, I literally was shaking in fear, convulsions, because I was so scared to give up and open my heart that literally all the people with us, we were absolutely shaking. That's how far the human race has lost its heart chakra and its love, that literally the ego has us shaking in fear to give it up.
Wow.
So we're going to create a space for people to come to find God, to find their higher self, to find love. My guru has been removing demons and entities and darkness on this planet. So every other day we're doing demon removals and all kinds of wild stuff. I've been astral traveling, past lives, all kinds of wild stuff.
Dude. That is wild. What's your what do you enchant? What's your mantra? I do Nichiren Buddhism, so Nam Myoho Renge Kyo.
You know, I got a guru mantra from my guru.
Got
so
it. Yeah, you can't share it.
Guru mantra, you know, Wahi Guru.
Yep.
And then we also do I'm not sure if you know who Lord Hanuman is.
No.
Lord Hanuman is the dispeller of darkness.
Okay.
And so we chant Lord Hanuman, who comes and removes the darkness and is freeing the suffering from this planet. So we chant that at 4 a.m.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. Man, that's so, yeah, that's so empowering. I can definitely relate in a lot.
You're going to have to come check out our center, man. When the light up.
I will. I'm having immigration issues. I came home for Christmas to visit my family, and I couldn't get back in the States. But that paperwork, it's going to be processed. It's such a lengthy process. I know my cousin, he tried to bring his wife to Canada, and he married her in Brazil, and it took him a year and a half to get everything fixed, and I'm basically in, like, that kind of a trap. So, but it's worked out really well. I mean, again, sometimes things happen for a reason, and so it's actually been really, really good. So just tell you a little bit about the podcast. So the podcast, I say the mission is to help create 200 new multimillionaire business owners who solve world problems with entrepreneurship. The goal is everyone wants to get money and be rich. So we've got that carrot in front of them. And then obviously at the end, it's about solving world problems. So it's about transferring into, like, use that as the, I mean, everyone wants to make a ton of money in business. It is, you know, it is about keeping score to a certain extent. But so that's kind of the carrot, is to have people like you who have made millions of dollars come on the show, give real advice. And then, like I say, in the back end, it's also talking about, like, the real thing, working on yourself, really taking care of your customers and, you know, not just trying to make a sale, things like that, right? Really, like, long, like solid business foundational principles. So
I got all that, dude. You can ask me anything you want, dude, because for 10 years I've been in this business. I've seen it all. So let it rip.
All right. So we're going to do a couple seconds of silence. I'm going to do your bio, and then I'll thank you for being here, and we'll get started.
And also, I want to give everybody gifts. I love to give.
Yep.
So I got Confidence for Public Speaking, Speaking Manifesto. I've got a bunch of free stuff to give away.
Yeah.
So that we could have some fun. Maybe I'll give a bunch away of my new books. I can, you know, email my office or whatever. So let's do some fun. Now, before we begin, is it okay if I just say a prayer to the universe?
Of course. Let's do it.
Okay. Dear God, we surrender to you with humbleness and gratitude and respect. We thank you for the opportunity to be here right now, to be healthy, and help so you can guide us today so that we can share the truth, speak the truth, and come from our higher selves in complete service. Help so you can guide us so that we can give the right information to the right people, so that we can direct them to get out of darkness and into the light, and to love themselves and love others. Thank you for this time, and hope so we can have a lot of fun doing it. And just thank you for being here.
There we go. Well done. All right. A couple seconds of silence, and let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Daryl Urbanski, your host as always. And today we have a very special guest. And I know I say each guest is special, and I mean it. Everyone who comes on the show has specialized knowledge that could unleash your next big breakthrough for your life and your business. Today we're speaking with Dave Van Hoos, the founder of SpeakingEmpire.com. He's a master sales trainer and motivator with more testimonials from happy clients than you'd believe. His client roster is literally the who's who of speaking and thought leaders in practically every industry. He has mentored and coached some of the most experienced experts in the world, as well as many of my most successful friends. His leadership and sales abilities took his first seminar-based sales company, Foreclosures Daily, to number 35 on Inc. Magazine's list of 500 fastest-growing companies. Within 3 years, Dave's company had 100 employees, was doing over $30 million in revenue annually, and ran 50 to 100 seminar events per month. Today, he's here to tell us how to build a seven-figure speaking business with a track record and client studies to client case studies to prove his expertise. Dave, man, it's been so long since we've talked. I appreciate your time today. I really enjoyed our pre-call chat. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. Well, I'm excited and honored to be here with you and everybody that's listening in. And I've got some exciting tools and strategies and resources to share with everybody. So your job is to get this specialized out of me so that we can build as much value for everybody.
I fully agree. And I know you've got the goods. So, I mean, to start, I guess, maybe could you tell us a little bit about the beginning? So like the early days of your path, how did you even get into this? What were some of the big obstacles that you faced in the early days? Can you maybe give us some of the background?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is share my family. And I said, Doc, I want to get surgery. And so what they did is, Daryl, they cut me and they put a fusion in a cage and wrapped my spine. And I woke up from the surgery times later paralyzed, thinking, what am I going to do? Like, you know, I can't go back to my career. And how am I going to survive and learn how to walk again? So went through the physical therapy to learn how to walk, went down to the courthouse in Clearwater and saw a foreclosure auction. So I'm bidding off houses at the courthouse steps. And this is when I had an idea. What if I put these listings on a membership website and call it foreclosuresdaily.com. So I took my credit card out. I started my business on my credit card as I'm recovering from surgery. And this this new idea was going to help people save time, energy, and money. It was going to solve an awesome, amazing problem. And Daryl, I launched it the first month. Guess how many customers I got?
How many customers did you get?
Zero.
Oops.
I thought if you had a good idea, customers would show up.
And, right. If you build it, they will come, right?
Yep, that's what I thought. So I did what most entrepreneurs do, and this is another trap learning lesson. I made the product better, and I launched it the second month. Guess how many customers?
Probably just as – you multiply to the number of customers you had before, right?
Yeah. No, I'm right. Twice as much in debt on my credit card, and I got zero customers. So then I had to figure out, how do you get a customer? Now, I'm going to talk to you, and I want everybody to think about that for a moment, put that in the back of your mind, because I'm going to come back around to that, how important it is. And so for me, I use the 6-foot rule strategy. Do you know what the 6-foot rule strategy is?
No, I don't. But before you say, are you getting any weird feedback from me or am I clear?
You're clear.
Okay, perfect. All right. Sorry. Keep going then.
The 6-foot rule is anybody within 6 feet from me, I try to sell my service for $99.
Got it. Ooh, that's a great, I like that.
The 6-foot rule. So I literally rather goggle razor blades than ask somebody for $99. I did not want to sell. I did not feel comfortable about asking for credit cards. But I found out, and I want everybody to write this down, selling is a system. And then from there, I'm growing my business. And then I'm like, why am I selling one-to-one? Why don't I sell one-to-many? And that's what really opened the thing up. And I want everybody to write this word down, the word leverage. Write that down. So I did my first seminar in a Denny's restaurant, in a real restaurant with 12 people, and Daryl made $2,000.
That's wow. Awesome. And that's a huge – for you, that was like probably like a life-changing moment because before, right, you had this great product, no customers, and you're struggling. And then in one day you get – I remember what it's like. I remember the first dollar I ever made with my first business and just how it was like a life-changing moment for me to be like, someone will pay me. You know what I mean? Like I can control my own destiny and people will pay me to do what I want to do. So I imagine for you that what's been an amazing, amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's a tipping point. There's certain tipping points, small little things like from water, 1 degree more will boil, you know? So, you know, that was the 1 degree that I needed. And then I found out, which is going to happen, when you think you're in one business, you'll sometimes find out you're in another business. So, right. You know, they say like 99% of businesses plan A fail, so get the plan B fast. So, so I found out I wasn't in the membership business, I was in the seminar business. And then long story short, we started doing seminars. And this is when we made our first $1 million month. And here's another lesson. So I want everybody to picture this, imagine this. Daryl, I'm sitting in my office. We just did $1 million in 1 month.
Right.
And my partner like, yeah. You know, we did all these seminars and we had all these speakers. And our controller comes in, our accountant comes in, goes, what are you guys celebrating? I'm like, dude, we just did $1 million this month, you know? Because I always had numbers, like in sports, you know, how fast I can run, how much I can lift. So this was like a number. Uh-huh. And he comes in and goes, dude, what do you think the profit was on the P&L? I'm like, the P and what? What's profit? Like, you know, obviously on my degrees in sports medicine, we didn't study. And guess what my profit was after $1 million?
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to hear the answer. It's going to hurt.
It hurt. It was zero.
Oh, God.
So here's a very important lesson I want everybody to write down. It's not how much money you make. It's how much money you
keep. Yeah.
So we looked at line 32, which said outside speaker. Now, typically in the seminar business, you've got two parts. You've got the promoter and you've got the speaker. And the promoter puts the event on and the speaker comes and offers up a product, and it's a 50-50 split. So if you ever want to get in the speaking business, I'm going to share with you behind the scenes of the speaking business. And we're going to go do a lot of secrets today. I'm going to go through some ninja strategies. And we looked at outside speaker, $500,000. So my partners looked at me and go, we need to find a speaker. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to find our own product. I'm like, yeah. And like, you're the one. I'm like, me? No. I'm not a speaker. I'm a football guy. I'm still recovering from surgery. And I wasn't a speaker, but they said, you're the one. So I went in absolute fear, you know, but then I accepted that challenge. So one of the things I want everybody to write down is when you feel anxiety or fear, that means you need to go at it. That's where the learning is at. That's where you need to get outside your comfort zone, because that's where you grow as a human being. And so I went to a speaker training. I came back, Dale, and my partners are like, "So, Mr. Speaker, how was that training?" I'm like, okay. They go, "By the way," when somebody says, "By the way," you know you're in trouble. "You got your first speaking gig." And I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Where is it?" They're like, "South Carolina Real Estate Club." I'm like, "Okay, when is it?" They're like, "Tomorrow." I'm like, "Tomorrow? Wait a minute. I don't really have a presentation. We're still building our product. I mean, all the excuses up. I knew you had to wear a suit. I really didn't have a suit because in football we wore Nike or Reebok, whoever sponsored us."
Right, right, right.
Imagine this, get this. I fly up there and I'm shaking, and my market manager picked me up and he takes me to this VFW hall. And I want everybody to imagine this picture. It's dark. It's gray. I'm looking at this door and I'm in this car and my mind is racing and racing and racing, racing and racing. And I get my hands and knees in the car and I play and I'm like, "Please God, let there be a fire," right? I look up, no fire. So I try one more. Tornado, hurricane, snowstorm, something.
Yeah, get me out of here.
And as I do that, I look up and I'll never forget this moment. My market manager looked at these big eyes, these big white eyes. He says, "Dude, are you going to be okay? You're pitch white." So I slowly walked up to the VFW hall. I opened the door and there was like 300 people there. So long story short, I get at the back table. The promoter gets ready to introduce me. He says, "In a moment, I'm going to introduce Dave Van Hoos. And he came here all the way from Tampa, Florida, to empower us with how to buy and sell real estate and foreclosures. Let's give him a warm welcome." And as soon as I got up on the stage, it was like, wham. Time stopped. I started sharing my passion, telling my story. And at the end of the presentation, I said, "Everybody get up right now and go to that back table and invest in the foreclosure system." And they did.
It's wow. Like,
right? That's yep. The worst thing that can happen to a speaker is you tell everybody to get up and run to go, and they don't go.
No one moves. Yeah. And then they all look at you when you got to get off the stage, right? Like, yeah.
So what I did is the people ran back to go by. I ran to the bathroom.
Because your nerves finally kicked in, eh?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And I'm like peeking out, I'm like waiting for everybody to leave. So then everybody's gone. So I come out and they turn around, like, "Where have you been?" I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. He goes, "Where have you been?" I'm like, "Hey, how did we do?" He's like, "Well, sit down." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Don't sit down, stand up." I go, "What? How did we do?" He goes, "You broke the record. You sold $50,000.
Wow. I'm like,
$50,000 in 1 hour?
Yeah.
Wow. So then I was hooked.
Yep.
You know, I found out that becoming a speaker, doing one to many, is the absolute best strategy for every business.
Yep.
Now, here's a statistic that is very shattering, that 80% of most businesses will fail within 5 years or less. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're better off taking all your money going to Vegas and betting on black than to start a business. You know, and they also say statistically that when most people get into business for freedom, but instead of working 40 hours a week, the average business owner works 55 hours a week plus. Most of them don't take vacation. Most of them are burned out. Most of them are on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And so the number one reason why most businesses fail, I checked the Small Business Association, is I want people to guess. Why do you think most businesses fail?
You want me to guess?
Yes. Would you guess, please?
I think it's an inability to scale sales, to have consistent, steady sales and to scale it.
Man, you're smart. The association said a dysfunctional sales process.
Yep.
Because you can have the best idea. You can have people give you capital. People think, oh, I'm going to get capital. But you know what? Getting money for your business costs a lot of money. Uh-huh. And so just be getting money in your business doesn't mean it's just prolonging a problem. Yep. So don't think that you just need money. You need to figure out, how do you get a customer?
Yep. Yep. That's huge. I know a guy, he's stuck in this VC funding, like, vicious, vicious cycle where he keeps trying to have to get more funding because exactly what you said, like he's focused on the wrong things, the wrong place. He has a dysfunctional sales system.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. So you have to really figure out what is your customer acquisition strategy. Now, I want to share with, I think, three strategies. One, you can do one-to-one sales. Two, you can do what I do, do one-to-many sales, get all your ideal customers, put them into a stadium, do one presentation, and convert them all. Or if you don't like to do that, you can do it on an online webinar. And these are the things I teach and show. I own a company called Speaking Empire, and I show business owners, speakers, and authors of how to sell one to many. And I think it's a very powerful strategy everybody should consider. So just because you got a good idea, that's okay. But I got to tell people this. People don't buy the product. So it's something that I really want to challenge people to think about is they actually buy you. And it's a very crazy thing in the seminar business of why people buy, but that's the truth.
No, I think you're right. I think it's well said because that's a huge part of it. People don't do business with a nameless, faceless entity. They do business with a person, right? It's like my buddy owns this restaurant, my hairdresser, my dry cleaner. So there's that personal connection to someone.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is I want to see if people are going to give me beginner strategies or advanced strategies. And I'd rather go over advanced strategies for everybody to really teach them through my learning experience, because true learning is through experience. And you can learn from my mistakes and avoid these pitfalls.
Sure. Please go ahead.
So let's share some advanced strategies with some folks. So any other questions you have, let's really get to work here.
Yeah, well, sure. Well, I mean, because you've helped so many people in so many different industries. And again, like you said, you're so good at helping people grow and scale sales. And that's why so many businesses fail is because exactly that. They rely on word of mouth marketing, or they have no idea. They're so into the product. They have no, like you said, they sit in this room on their own and cackle while this product's being made. Meanwhile, the world doesn't know about it. The business graveyard is littered with world-class products and services that nobody knows about. So I guess kind of what are some of the biggest challenges for people when they are trying to get sales? And for some of the people that are saying that I can't, like, what do you mean speaking from stage? I'm a dry cleaner. I'm whatever. Like, but how could learning to speak and sell from stage benefit me? Like, how is that a power? Because you said this would help any business. And I fully agree with you, Dave. I know you well. I know some of your clients extremely well. But can you maybe speak to that a little bit? Because some people might be feeling that like as a block, like, all right, you know, I get it. And I love the idea of speaking on stage. But you know what I mean? Like, how, what am I trying to
say? I got it. So let me answer this correctly. Because I think if you're skeptical or somebody going, well, I'm not a speaker, that won't work for my industry, or, you know, whatever thing that's coming up in your mind, any self-limiting belief is just sabotage when you step into your greatness. So let's give some examples. Let's just say you're a dental office or an attorney, you know, or you're a therapy place, or, you know, any business, or if you have a coaching business or an author business. These are the easy ones for speaking business. Right. But I think what everybody should consider to do is what I call education-based marketing. You know, if you're cramming things down people's throat, you know, buy or don't, you know, buy, people don't respect that. What people really love is education-based marketing. And that's really what the speaking industry is all about. It's about building value first. And when you build value, the people appreciate the value and they see the value in the service that you offer, and there's no pushy sellings, then they make the decision to buy.
Yep.
One of the things I teach my speakers, what they call non-resistance communication. This is what I learned in NLP and hypnosis, being an NLP practitioner and a hypnotherapist for many years, is we use a technique in therapy work to help people overcome their fears and phobias by advanced communication using non-resistance. People don't want to be sold to, but they love to buy.
Right.
So what your process is in communication is to help people discover that they need and want your service. Now, let's look at the word discover, the definition of discover. I want everybody to think about that now. What is the definition of discover? It means uncover what's already there. So your job as a speaker, as a communicator, is to help people originate for themselves that they need and want your service. And this is an advanced technology that I created called How to Become a Presentainer. Most people out there presenting or professing. What I teach is a technology called presentaining. This is where you're edutaining people, building value for people, and then they want your service.
Right.
And that's really the key to this. So let's just say you're a dentist, a chiropractor, an attorney. What you could consider to do is like a weekend workshop. So let me give you an example. I work with an orthopedic dentist. Back in the day, people would just come to your business. You just put a sign on the side of the road, people come in.
Right, or Yellow Pages, because everyone was in Yellow Pages.
Yeah, or Yellow Pages. That strategies are old strategies, and they don't work. Now, you have to do is drive leads. You got to drive customers in, and the best way to do that is through education-based marketing. So well, here's what we did for this individual. He charged high-end dental work. He charges $20,000 to $50,000 to give people the most beautiful Hollywood-style teeth. So now what we did is we went radio. We found out who his target market was. So I want everybody to write it down. Who is your ideal customer? Okay. Then when we know when that is, we advertise. We advertised on radio. We said, hey, come to the free weekend workshop we're going to be doing at the dental place. The doctor's going to be sharing with you the new procedures, this new valuable information, the seven reasons, the seven biggest mistakes. Come down for the free workshop. And then 100 people would come. On a Saturday, he would then do an education-based presentation that I wrote, what I call your signature talk. So all of you need to know what your signature talk is. And he did his signature talk, and then they would run or walk, I call it dance to the back of the room, and then get the procedure. So I want all of you to consider, could you, you know, advertise and do a three-hour workshop on education-based marketing, and then at the end, make a call to action. So now that's one strategy. So somebody say, well, I don't like to do events. So the same thing we could do with a webinar. Yeah. We can go to Facebook, which you're an expert in, I know. You know, LinkedIn, we could find out who your target market is and invite them to a one-hour webinar education presentation. The people come, you're going to educate, build value, grab the attention, tell them your story, target a problem, offer the solution, and then they're going to buy. Now imagine this, creating a webinar where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we automated it. So every single day, people could watch your webinar, educating people about you, your brand, and your company, and why you're the best. And then people can click one link, and then you get customers on autopilot.
And, you know, I think that that's such a powerful tool. And in today's day and age, there's almost no excuse to not have your signature. What is it you call your signature presentation?
I call it your signature talk, your statement talk, or your webinar talk.
Right. Because there's no excuse to not have that, because you could even just, I mean, it's a video recording that you have up on your site that, you know, you catch yourself at concert pitch at your best. And it's that way, like you said, that you can just educate people and provide the value, because it really is about relationship building. Business is about building relationships with people, because everybody knows a business needs regulars to survive for the most part, unless you're building bridges for cities, right? They're not, they might not be rebuilding that bridge anytime soon. But for the vast majority of our businesses, we need repeat business and customers to provide sustainability and security in our business, and stability and sustainability in our business. And you can't do that unless you're building relationships with people. And so many people forget that. And that's why I love what you're talking about with education-based marketing, because it really is about, like, hey, I'm not trying to, like, manipulate you or fondle you and, like, pull out your wallet when you're not looking. I actually want to sit down and educate you and tell you why what I do is so important to you and your loved ones and your family and your staff, and it's going to help you be more successful, you know, and happy. So I think it's a great approach. It's a huge – it's a wonderful way to approach. And I think even what you said, it's that it gets out of the way of coming across sleazy or pushy or salesy, because you're really just giving a ton of free info. And the tire kickers or the people that, you know, they're just dead set on doing it themselves, they're going to take your education and go and try and figure it out. But then when they have those problems and those hit those roadblocks, they're going to come to you because you've already established yourself as the one with the answers. So yeah, Dave, you're dropping some real gems here. I think that there's a lot of power in what you've been saying, because for most companies, that really is the most limiting factor, is how do I grow and scale sales? And most often, the business owner is the only sales rep, and then they have to try and train other people who don't share their passion. So everything you're talking about, by being able to get your presentation down and get on stage, and whether it's a live event or an online event, I just think that there's a ton of value in that for people.
Well, there's a couple words I want everybody to consider. Leverage, number one. Automation, number two. You know, and literally You know, revenue generating activities, number three. There's a gazillion things you can do in your business. There's only one or two that is going to ring the cash register. So as a business owner, especially in the beginning, you've got to focus on revenue generating activities, automation, and leverage. And you got to do this to get customers. That's what you really got to do. Yeah. Now, one of the things I want everybody to understand is this. The competition is getting fierce. So you've got to separate yourself from the competition. Your competition is never going to take the time to do education-based marketing. They're going to go what's been taught in colleges, which doesn't work. Branding. Go to these agencies and spend all this money. And what I want everybody to understand is a different philosophy, what I call direct response marketing.
Right.
You write that down. Direct response marketing. Most businesses don't have a clue.
No.
They put ads, billboards. They don't know how much money they're spending on marketing, and they're not tracking how much that marketing is making them.
Right.
So what we want to do, and you know this, is we want to spend $1 and make $2. Direct response marketing is knowing how much you're spending and how much you're getting back. And it's a mathematical equation. You put money in, you get more money back. You need to know this. And this is what the beautiful thing of doing webinars, doing events, is because you know how much it's going to cost you to get a person, what I call a heart in a seat. Not a butt in a seat, a heart in a seat, a soul in a seat. And then when you get them there, you're going to build value for them, educate them, and then a percentage of them are going to invest in your product or service. And then you just need to know your numbers. And then from there, you just scale. You go city to city to city like I did to making 500. So let me give everybody a quick example of my case study. So when I started foreclosuresdaily.com, I had a great idea. Nobody came to the door. I get some customers one-to-one. But when I used education-based marketing, I would have them, I would teach them, I would show them, then people would buy. And as soon as I knew how much it cost me to get the people to the seminar and how many people bought, which is called, you know, your butts in seat ratio, dollars per head, then from there, I just went to each city to city to city to city to city, and I grew dramatically to Inc. 500 as the 35th fastest growing private company in America. Now, one of the things that I did is I crafted out my signature talk. This is the presentation that's going to build value, but also it's going to help people take action. They're going to see the value because you have crafted the perfect message. Because you can create a message that would be good, but it doesn't get people into action. So you got to create a message that people want to move. Now, there's some laws of persuasion, influence we can talk about, of how you can make your presentation more persuasional and build more value for people where they do that. The other thing that you want to do is if people don't like you and trust you, they're not going to buy from you. And so education-based marketing helps you solve that problem.
Right. Now, Dave, we're hitting some great points. You've got some free things, and I want to mention this now because I actually want to pivot a little bit, because we talk a lot on our calls about making money and growing these big businesses and hitting $1 million. And you and I had a bit of a conversation earlier in the beginning of the call, and I want to touch on some of that stuff as well. But I know you've got some great free tools for people that might help them when they're getting started, or if they're getting stuck, or if they're feeling frustrated, you know, and just if they don't even know where to begin with this stuff, like how do I have my signature presentation? How do I really craft that message? What do you have for the listeners that they, you know, that could really help them kind of get the ball rolling?
Well, one of the things I'd love to do, and you know this, is true leaders build value, and they come to selfishly give. And one of the things that when I first started my business, I had a fear of sales and a fear of public speaking, or fear of being that thought leader. So I created a system called Confidence for Public Speakers. We charge a couple $100 for it. What I want to do is give everybody a free gift. So if you go to my website, it's speakingempire.com. Right in there, you can opt in. You get our free Confidence for Public Speakers. This will empower you. And I can't put a price on it. I'd consider it priceless for you to step into the greatness that God puts you on this planet to be. The other thing I got is my Profitable Speaking Manifesto. This is a 22-page system of really figuring out, you know, how can you use speaking as a strategy? How can you become a speaker? How can you become profitable using this model of webinars and speakings? And again, I'm going to give that to all of you for being here. And for any of you that want a coaching call, you know, or to talk to one of my coaches to really figure out how to get you making money immediately. You know, you can email or go to my website, just put contact a coach and we'll sit down and show you what we can do to help you. So
wait. So what was the email?
If they want immediate access to talk to my office, they can talk to my secretary. Her email is Nicole@speakingempire.com. And let us know what your biggest challenge is, and we'll connect you some resources. Because what my passion is, Daryl, is God has put me in the role. I'm the owner of Speaking Empire. And Speaking Empire is a company that is built on this. We're here to empower leaders to empower the world. And what I mean by that is to change the world, to make the world a better place. I need to empower leaders so that they can have a successful business, a successful organization, and I got to show them how to be and step into their greatness. And that's what Speaking Empire is about. So if any of you are trying to become a speaker, become a thought leader, grow your business, you know, you using the spiritual principles, then I can help you. And I could show you how to have a great business. And I'd love to do that on complete service.
Yeah, and that's part of why I wanted to pivot on this. And, you know, and I don't know if I'm throwing a curveball at you, but because what we've talked about already, like just having your signature presentation, getting it down to where it's on concert pitch, and then just scaling it, getting like going from city to city to city, or having it set up online as a simulated live recording and advertising your business. You know, again, you're not going to grow quickly or profitably if you're relying on word of mouth. And if you're, you know, if you're really JV reliant, that can be a problem as well. Like JV, if you don't know what that is, just it's a strategic alliance. It's when you have other people who come and promote your business to their audience. That's really good to increase sales like temporarily, but it's not a sustainable thing. You know, some of the $1 million campaigns that I've been a part of, it was all because we had paid advertising. We were able to pay to reach a massive audience, almost like what Dave was saying about going from city to city to city, but just doing that with ads to get them to log on and register for this online live event. But there's a lot of trappings that people get caught up in. And there's a lot – we talked about ego before the call. We talked about some of the things like – because I've – you know – nothing fails like success, and it goes to your head. And if you, even if you're able to maintain the success and maintain the sales, and you're able to generate that lifestyle that you've been dreaming of, there are like real demons that will come out. And I've had to face them, and I know you've had to face them as well. And I think that you're like, just having talked from the beginning, and like we both talked about sleeping on the hardwood floor, you know, in Japan, I was on the floor for 3 years. You've been sleeping on a hardwood floor. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that and just kind of maybe ways for people to guard or shelter themselves? Because, you know, it's not maybe tied directly to making money, but I think it really is important to making sure that your business is coming from a place of authenticity and integrity, and that it's something that really is, because you said that your mission is about helping change the world. My mission with this podcast is to help create 200 new multimillionaire business owners who solve world problems with entrepreneurship, because I want to make a difference on the world as well. And I think that a lot of that has to come from the owners fixing themselves. I feel a lot of the failures people have in their business are because of their own flaws. I think business can be very Shakespearean. All of Shakespeare's main characters fell victim to their own greatest personal flaws. And you're doing a ton of work right now to just try to, like, you know, to just make yourself more whole and to, you know what I mean, just to circumvent those. So could you maybe just share a little bit about that? Because I know you've seen a lot of business owners and a lot of people get trapped in this stuff. Could you maybe just share some words of wisdom on this?
Yeah, I think this is a great conversation. I want everybody to listen, and I want everybody to stop and just, you know, really focus on this, because this is super important. It's your why. You know, when I became a multimillionaire, Inc. 500, you know, I had yachts, limos. I lived a rock star lifestyle. And money is just going to help you fuel more what you're of. You know, are you fueling it for the wrong reasons or the right reasons? And so for me, I found out when I got on top of the ladder and had all the success, what else is there? You know, this is it.
Right.
And, you know, because, you know, you're going to teach them. I want everybody to understand success is a system. And when you understand the laws of the universe, which Daryl is teaching you by modeling all these successful people, you're going to become successful. But then when you get there, then what? And you asked one of my favorite quotes. Is it by the name of Yogananda? Everything can wait, but your search for God cannot. And that means your higher self, you know, your inner self. And so my spiritual teacher asked me a question. So why did you do it? Why did you get on an airplane? Why did you make this business? And I thought about it for a moment. I thought deep. Well, it was about the money. It was about this. And then it hit me. I created my business from a childhood wound. because my parents were divorced, my dad was an alcoholic, and I felt incomplete inside. And so I told myself I became rich and famous, or I could live my ego through my identity of my business, that I would think that that would make me feel better, but it never did. So just be very cautious as you start to get the success, as the fame and the money come in, you could get yourself into a big trap. And I see a lot of people get addicted, a lot of divorces, a lot of unhappy families, because the person starts a business and gets caught up into the fame, into the ego, into the attention that comes with a successful business. So it really takes self-discipline. And what I mean by that is you always got to use the law, family first. You know, you really got to make sure that, why are you building this business? And a lot of people, they start getting success. They're in Hollywood. They're on TV. They're doing more infomercials. They're getting out there, and they forget about the family and why they started a business. So just know what your why is. What is your why you're doing this? And stick to it. The other thing that really happens is you can have all the money in the world, but if you forget about your health, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, forget about their health to create wealth. Yep. The first part of life. Then the second part of their life, they're spending all their wealth to get their health back.
Yep.
So we got to be very cautious of keeping in balance with our health. And that is meditation, going to the gym, going through walks, getting out in nature, you know, eating vegetarian food, you know, being that person. And then the last thing, which is the most important thing, is connecting to your spirit, connecting to, you know, your God. And I think for me, I've been blessed to be able to find somebody that has shown me the way to my higher self, to God, to live in truth, to speak the truth, and to be in selfless service. And I think that's the next level. And so one of the biggest things, I love what you're doing, is you're teaching people to really create money in abundance, but also we want to make the world a better place. So I want people to start thinking about, what's your legacy going to be, you know? And I would start with the end in mind. So when you leave this earth, what are people going to say about you? That you're a rich man and made a lot of money? Or did you make a difference? Right. And it's your choice, one way or the other.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't take it with you, right? You can't take it with you. I saw Denzel Washington gave a talk, and he's like, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. You never can. You're not going to move into the afterlife with all your worldly possessions. So it really is about the journey. And I'm such a huge fan. And Dave, I'm just so glad, because you can really speak to it from that place of truth. Like, you have had the multi-million dollars in your bank account, you know, and like, I love what you said. It just accelerates all your fat, like who you are. And so it'll, you know, if you have bad habits, if you have addictions, those sorts of things, it's going to explode them and it's going to eat you alive. It will eat your soul, because you now have the power. I mean, I know for myself, you know, when I don't want to make it sound like I've arrived or anything. I'm always a student. I'm always learning. I still have lots to work on. But when I first encountered that, you know, you're your own boss, you've got tons of money coming in, you could just disappear for a few days. Who would know if you went on a 3-day binge? You know what I mean? Like, who cares, right? Like, and there's no one holding you accountable. And like you say, if you're not tied to your family, if you're not there to support and provide for other people, you can get lost really fast and find yourself with habits that are going to be extremely difficult to change. And it may not even be that. It could be sex. It could be drugs. It could just be laziness and apathy, procrastination. All these things, I think, are real dangers. And so I really think that's one of the things I love about business, is I feel like a lot of it is a personal development journey. You know, obviously you want to be able to provide, and you know, if you're getting up and running, you might be feeling like you might be feeling that sense of scarcity. But I think that's even more important, to get in tune with your why and your reason, and to really start to love your customers and their journey, and to help empower them with whatever it is that you're doing. And you know, if you're just a carpet cleaner, you're not just giving people like a clean carpet. You're improving their health. You're improving the air quality of their home. You're giving them a beautiful house that they can have company over in. You know, like, you have to understand the deeper impact. And I remember my first lesson on that. I was in Japan, in Tokyo. I lived there for 3 years, and I was doing consulting work with Shinsei Bank. And I remember I'd shown up one day, and there was all these people there. And I was like, what's going on? I was at the headquarters in Tokyo. And they said, oh, there's a big conference, and they're bringing people in from all the different locations. And I go, oh, well, this is awesome. What is it? And they said it was all the janitorial staff. And I was a snob. I'm like, janitorial staff, why do they need a conference? You know, I'm like, who's going to speak to them? Like, I just thought it was the stupidest thing. Like, what do you need a conference for? You're cleaning toilets and mopping floors. And then I found out, I'm like, who's the speaker? And they said that the speaker was a man who's been doing custodial work for 65 years. And it hit me then. And I was like, wow, like to do something that, like, you know what I mean? To have that be your purpose and your career path, the depth and the vision and like the care and love and support you must have for the company, for the staff. Like, do you know what I mean? Like just such that appreciation, that depth of, and not just like being caught up in, like you said, the Hollywood, the fame, all that, just the love of your art and your craft. That was my first exposure to like a deeper meaning in the work that you do. And so again, it's just such an important, it's a really, really, really important thing that everyone in this call, you really need to do sit down and do some reflecting and make sure that, are you doing business from the right place? Is it coming from the heart? Do you really care about your customers? Are you just trying to get money? And if you are caught up and you're just trying to get money because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and all that stuff, are you headed, like, are you climbing the wrong ladder up the wrong wall, right?
Well, there's a law called the law of exchange. In nature, you can learn a lot from nature, because how nature works is how it works for us too. And nature has balance, and you know, in the law of exchange. So if you're not in alignment with the law of exchange, if you're asking for more than you're building value, you will go out of business. And so it's always about, you know, you want to make money with love. You want to make sure you're building value. Treat your customers world class. Give them the experience that you would want, and then you'll never have a problem. If you're somebody who is trying to get rich and you're trying to chase the money, guess what? You'll never catch it.
Yeah, you'll never get it.
You might catch it for a little bit, but it'll be gone fast.
Yeah.
We see a lot of shooting stars, but very few can stay up in the sky, and that's a true entrepreneur.
Yep. No, I love it. I'm a huge fan of the philosopher Alan Watts. I love his stuff, and he's got a talk that he gives where he's like, you know, the stupidest thing you could do is to dedicate your life to making money in the hopes that one day you'll make so much money you can afford to do the things you love. You know, it's better to have a short life spent doing what you love and having a life of fulfillment and passion than to spend a long miserable life doing things you hate. And so, yeah, I love that. I love that so much, Dave.
Well, I'm excited, man. This conversation is getting exciting. I hope everybody's getting excited with us. And I think being an entrepreneur, a conscious entrepreneur, you know, where you're out there making the world a better place is what the world needs. And so, you know, I highly encourage all of you to just dig down deep into your heart, you know, build your dream business, have fun, you know, and serve a lot of people and make it great, you know. And always when you start your business, I got just a couple key principles. Principle number one is start with the end in mind. Think about real quick, where do you want to go? What does your business look like? How many hours a week are you doing? What are you doing? Then number two is you want to model success. Take a look. Somebody else has already been there, done that. Find out what strategies they're using and model it. The third thing is you got to take massive action. A lot of people procrastinate. No, it's never going to be perfect. Just get out there and start taking action. The third thing is you can't do everything yourself. So build a team, outsource, you know, delegate. A lot of business owners get stuck. They think they can only do things themselves. Listen, there's somebody on this planet that can do it better than you can. Mm-hmm. Accept it, surrender, get out of the ego, and, you know, build your team. And then the next big thing is you always got to come back and contribute and serve. Have a bigger purpose. Start a charity. You know, donate at your church, spend some time, but it's in that true giving that you receive. And I think that is something we all can do in our life.
That's so awesome. Yeah. So well said. I think we've covered some really important key principles here. Having a system for selling, having a signature presentation that's based on educating people to prove that you care about them, then them first, how to do that in a systematic way to scale it, how to grow your business with it. Then we even talked about the key principles. Like right now, you just shot through a whole bunch of really important things, like building a team, like, you know, that you can't do and be everything in your business. That is so like, it's so many people don't get it. And I'm talking about having significance and meaning in your life and having that be more important than how much money's in the bank. And that, and you know, the other thing is we talk about serving and solving problems for people. That's really, really, really important. I first heard that from Gary Bensavenga. He said, problems are market, not demographics. And that makes so much sense. I mean, that's why I always say newspapers, they forgot the problem they were solving. They got decimated, so many of them, right? They thought they were in the business of delivering wads of advertising wrapped in content, and that's not what it was at all. And they forgot the problem they solved for people. And so if your business, listeners, that people listening to this, if you want your business to survive any economic situation, you need to be really zoned in on the problem you solve for people. Because when times get tough and, you know, and purses start to tighten up, people are only going to spend money to solve specific problems and problems that are important to them. You know, does your business cure a bleeding neck? You know, is that like how intense of a problem are you solving for people? There's a big difference between food to feed your children versus a luxury gourmet dinner, you know. And so, I mean, you can always do the luxury gourmet dinner, but then that's you're feeding someone's ego, right? A lot of that might be in an economic upturn. Then you're trying to appeal to those people who have a certain identity. And that's the problem you're solving is, you know, they might not have be on a path of enlightenment. They might just want the fish instead of being taught how to fish. And so that might be what you're doing is providing that experience, even though the economy's gone really sour. But you just need to be really tuned in on who your clients and customers are, which comes from, like we talked about, a place of love and caring, because you can't get that sort of in-depth knowledge about your clients and customers unless you really do care about them. So, Dave, yeah, that's so awesome. Now, so
man, what excited. It's been a great call, man. A lot of content. I hope people are getting a lot of ahas, and this is feeling good to you, and you really want more, and you really want me to help you some more, you know, and get my free gifts. You know, obviously go to speakingempire.com, get your confidence for public speaking, get the profitable speaking manifesto, and, you know, get on with one of my coaches so we can help you build your dream business.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, please do. So it was speakingempire.com, and your assistant's email was nicole@speakingempire.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Perfect. So, Dave, what are you working on right now? What are you passionate about? What's got you super excited?
Well, you know, obviously for me, you know, I made the Inc. 500. I've made more in one day than people do in a lifetime, you know. And so for me, it's all about really now getting into service, into philanthropy work. And, you know, I know that the world is a very challenging place. And so there's two parts of Dave Van Hoos. One is I own Speaking Empire, which is to empower leaders and business owners to empower the world. So I show them how to build a million-dollar business. The second thing now that I'm doing is I set up a nonprofit 501c. You know, I met my spiritual guru, Guruji from India. And what we're doing is we're building out on 100 acres in the mountains. We're building a school for kids, teaching them about personal empowerment, connecting to themselves, to turn off the TV and to get into nature and teach them the principles that I've learned. And then we're going to create a holistic hospital. You know, I've been blessed enough to be a major in sports medicine to find out the medicine in the United States doesn't work. And the beautiful thing, Daryl, is I get to work with all these speakers. So I've learned from the top personal development guy, the top, you know, energy healer, from, you know, whatever you can imagine. And I've worked with so many amazing healers that have different ways to heal. See, in this country, we heal the symptom. We don't go after the cause. And there's a cure for cancer. There's a cure for all these things. But this country hasn't woken up yet. So what I'm creating is a holistic hospital, a hospital that can help people. Now, there is no disease. Now, these are some very advanced concepts that most people won't resonate with, but I'm here to share with you, there is a way. And so I want to create a beautiful hospital that people can come, be in nature, be in a hospital, not stuck in a room with chemicals, machines, dumping with poisons and surgeries, a different way. And then I want to create, which is really bad in this country, is people throw away the old people. And in a lot of other countries, they appreciate. So we're going to create a school for the elderly so they can come teach the kids. And we're going to have meditation. We're going to have a hall. We're going to have rose gardens. We're all vegetarians. We eat our grow our own food. So we're creating a beautiful place in the mountains to help people really connect back to themselves, to really be themselves. And it's and I've been working on it for 6 years, and next week I'm going up to start looking at the land to start building this out. We've got our first center built up in Clearwater, Florida. We have our spiritual receipt center, And we're going to open up throughout the United States and around the world these special places for people to come and to get help.
That's so awesome. And again, I think all of this is just such a testament to the fact that you're the real deal, because the fact of your focus on spirituality and on service, I know through having been able to achieve a lot of my goals that, like, at the end of the day, it really, like, a lot of the things people think are important are not important. And, and money That's is true. A number. Yeah. And money is just a number. And, you know, and it's a great way to keep score and keep track of how many people you're taking care of and serving. But I really, again, to quote Alan Watt, I just love that guy. You know, it's the stupidest thing you could do is to spend your lifetime running like a rat in a wheel, trying to make enough money in hopes that one day you'll be able to afford to live the life that you actually, want and need. Dave, you're just such a beautiful human being. I just love, like, our pre-call conversation. I just value so much of the stuff you've given here. This alone is just really valuable content. The people listening to this need to listen to this again and again and take the notes that they need and take the actions that they need to make sure they implement this for themselves. If they need to get in touch with you, get in touch with him. Just surround yourself with people that can help you have a life of significance and of meaning and of value, because at the end of the day, that's what it's really about. Money's not going to make you happy. You know, money will make you happy as long as you are whole yourself and you're using it in the right way to serve the world. Otherwise, take it from myself and from Dave here, making a lot of money, especially in a short period of time when you haven't had the chance to work on yourself, can just drive you headfirst into problems. And because I do care about the audience and the listeners, Dave, I'm really glad that you were willing to share your failures and just open up about that. And and some people are, they don't want to talk about spirituality, but I think on this call we did a great job of just respecting whatever your faith is, that's fine. But you just really do need to just come from the right place. You need to get everything in order, and as you said, just model success and you'll get it. So
I've got something else, man. I'm so excited. I just had a lot of fun sharing. And, this has been absolutely incredible. So I'm doing a big event. And what I want to do is, I know certain people have ideas. Have you ever seen that show on TV, Shark Tank?
I have. I actually know a couple of sharks.
Well, I'm actually the speaker coach to some of those guys in there. And I'm doing an event with one of the sharks. And if you would like to pitch a shark or pitch myself on your business, we've got millions of dollars. We'd love to invest in your business and show you how to grow your business. I got a very special event coming up. It's called the Marketing and Speaking World Summit. And I got Kevin Harrington, one of the sharks, who's the infomercial king. He's the guy that can take your product on PBS, on TV, and you can pitch him. We're doing a small workshop with about 100 business owners getting together, collaborating and sharing. And what I'd like to do is for any of you would like to come, here's what I'm doing. It's a paid event, but what I like to do is give away 3 tickets to the first 3 people that email my secretary or go to speakingempire.com. Email Nicole@speakingempire.com. Make sure you're going to come. It's October 22nd, and I will give you a free ticket to come meet one of the sharks and meet myself personally, and we'll build out your business just because I'm just excited.
Dave, you're such a good man. I thank you. I appreciate that. That is so excellent. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for just having blazed the trail so a lot of us can avoid those pitfalls. And just thank you for everything, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to know you and call you a friend, and for being able to get you on the call to help all of my listeners.
I humbly appreciate you and accept. And my last words are to everybody listening to us. We had a lot of fun and we went over some great strategies. But here's my personal challenge to each and every one of you is, if you're going to do it, play to win or don't play at all. Step into your greatness. Be the power. Be the person that God meant you to be, and overcome any fear, any obstacles that are stopping you from your path. And always, family first.
You've reached the end of our interview. Now, first, let me thank you for listening. I appreciate and respect you more than you'll ever know. And now I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First, what 3 lessons did you just learn? What 3 aha moments just jumped out at you? Second, what can you implement for yourself and your business in the next 24 hours? Third, what can you give to someone else to help you with, or give them to just do it for you? Whatever it is, remember, taking action is the secret sauce to results. Now, if you think this interview would be helpful for a friend, please give them a link to it. It'll help them and it'll help me too. I'd also like to invite you to help me find out more about the challenges you're facing, your dreams, your goals, and how I can help you overcome what's holding you back. We both do better when we know better, and your success is my success. So please reach out and interact. You can visit our website, bestbusinesscoach.ca for Canada or California, where I'm from and where I'm living. You're welcome to also try out one of our paid programs. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and pretty much every other social media channel you can think of. You should also subscribe to the podcast. And if you're enjoying them, please leave us a nice review. It really helps. That's all for now. Once again, thank you. Take care of yourself. And remember, the world needs the best business you can build. And I believe in you.